You're listening to SBS News.
A growing number of studies are finding the Omicron variant is less severe than Delta. One of the latest is from the UK Health Security Agency, which found people infected with the Omicron variant are 50 to 70% less likely to need hospital treatment. UK Health Secretary Sajid Javid.
Now, these early reports, they do suggest that the risk of hospitalisation is lower than Delta. And that, of course, is good. That's encouraging news. They're not very clear yet, though, on by how much that risk is reduced. And we do know with Omicron that it does spread a lot more quickly, is a lot more infectious than Delta. So any advantage gained from a reduced risk of hospitalisation needs to be set against that. And we know, for example, if a much smaller percentage of people are at the risk of hospitalisation, if that's a smaller percentage of a much larger number, there could be still significant hospitalisation.
In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has announced its data indicates both Merck and Pfizer's COVID-19 antivirals are also effective against the variant. In New York, people have been buying last-minute Christmas gifts. And this year, rapid at-home tests are in demand.
Well, I'm planning on going home to see my family for the holidays, and I want to be safe and get tested to be sure I don't, you know, infect them with the COVID stuff.
While others have been lining up for their booster shots ahead of Christmas.
I got my booster. I really want to be safe and have safe for my family too. I have my family, my little kids, and I want to take care of them. Like, my work. In my city, I want all of you guys to get vaccinated.
While the data suggests that there's less risk of hospitalisation with Omicron, it's still spreading dramatically. France just recorded its worst day ever in terms of new cases, with more than 91,000 and 179 deaths. In Italy, the Lazio region has made face masks compulsory outdoors to try to curb a sharp rise in infections. Some residents have welcomed the decision.
I believe that outdoor masks in central areas where there is a high density of people is a positive measure. Of course, in some areas where there is also no one, there may be no need to wear a mask. But I agree that there should be more restrictions at Christmas time because there are more people.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.